I've hosted a couple graveyards this past couple of weeks, and I started doing this segment called Am I the Karen, where it's a Reddit thread that I found, and pretty much people are anonymously putting out different situations and calling out to people asking them, are they the Karen in this situation?
Okay.
Yeah.
What exactly is a Karen?
So a Karen is basically a term, a name that you would call somebody who is potentially being very, very entitled and, you know, demanding something that is beyond reason.
Yeah, right. So it's like you find Karens in the wild, say, for instance, in retail,
yep.
in hospitality a lot. Sometimes
definitely.
You work in any kind of service role, you're going to come across Karens. And, you know, a Karen doesn't necessarily need to be a gendered thing either. You can have, you know, Karens of all genders.
100%.
Yeah.
So I've got one for us today
to
discuss. So am I the Karen for DMing a flight attendant to tell her I don't like her airline?
Ooh.
Airlines often, so this is somebody's post.
Uh-huh.
Airlines often give some of the worst customer service. I met this girl, let's call her Jessica, and a while ago through my friend. She was really nice and happens to work for the national carrier of my country. She's laid off right now and posted an Instagram story of herself in uniform with some friends. When I recognized the uniform, I realized this was the airline I hated. Every time I flew with them, everyone is so rude. I ask them for something and they don't do it. So I DM'd her and said this. OMG, I hate insert airline. Flight attendants so much. I don't even do anything, but every time I fly with them, they're so mean and give some terrible service. They look like they want to beat me up and spit in my face. Ha ha ha. Like, I'm not even a Karen, but they all have serious attitude problems that needs fixing. And she replied and said, oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. I'm sure you're definitely not a Karen, with like those two emojis that are like rolling their eyes. And then it goes on to say, when I asked why she replied sarcastically, she said, not what someone really wants to wake up to in the morning.
Yeah,
you're
true.
definitely a Karen, but don't realize it.
All right. Well, look, I mean, that's a hairy one.
Yeah.
What do you reckon? What do you make of this?
Look, I'm just going to call it how it is. I think she's being Karen.
And why do you think she's being a Karen?
Like,
let's break it down.
I think that, first of all, in her first sentence, she automatically says, this is an airline that I hate. And that also they're saying that flight attendants and that whole service itself can be very, very rude. And I think that a lot of the time, like, it reminds me of those shows, like, the airline shows, where like the British one, where they have to turn people away from the gates and everyone's just like, just let me back on. And then they're just following the rules and people hate them for it.
Yeah. Okay. So here's a counter argument. Do you think that like it is rude of someone to voice their opinion if they've had negative experiences for or to someone who might be an ambassador of that brand?
I don't think that that's necessarily the case. Mm. But the thing is that this woman is somebody that she met in person and just saw on her Instagram, which is completely separate and completely private to that company, and messaged her to be like, oh, I hate your company, blah, blah, blah.
So it's like they're not even friends.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
It's just she came across it on her Instagram and was like, oh, you're in that uniform. I'm going to target you now.
So was the Karenly act just the fact that, you know, this person felt the need to DM this person with their opinion?
I think so. Yes,
yeah.
Because they're not even reaching out to the airline itself, like filing a proper complaint or anything like that. She's just gone, oh, by the way, haha, I know we met each other one time, but I hate your airline.
What do you make of the response?
I like it.
You do? Yeah.
But yeah, well, I mean, it was, I guess that I see where she's coming from. Like, it's not really something that you would want to wake up to in the morning, and that's her private Instagram. I would feel weird if someone did that to me, to my workplace where I work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So it's like, I guess, you know, this person who complained about the airline is totally fine to have, you know, opinions
exactly.
or whatever. And also because like there's like, where is the, so, okay, let's break it down also. I feel like if you're getting on a plane and people just want to spit in your face whilst also like serving you snacks, like there's something very wrong going on there, right?
Exactly.
Like we're not hearing the full story here. Like
yeah.
what is going on here?
I want to know if like there was some sort of instance. She didn't give any like proper examples of like times that someone that was working there and she has taken that airline before
yeah.
where it's gone wrong.
Yeah.
She just said that they always look like they're mean.
Yeah. And I don't want to be that person who just, you know, cast aspersions and whatever. But in these kinds of online forums, you always have people position themselves as like the victims
yeah.
and, you know, the angelic, whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, I guess There's probably some stuff that we don't know what's going on, but all we can do is intuit and guess, right? But yeah, it's definitely crappy behavior to just DM someone on Instagram and be like, yo, you know that place that you work for? Well, I hate it.
That's bad.
All right. So
and there's another. I do have another one.
That's Karenly behavior. Don't do that.
Yeah, that is Karenly behavior. Come on, we're better than that.
We are.
I do have another one. It was on Facebook. And it's not. It wasn't on that thread. But this woman just had a wedding, and pretty much the premise of it is that she's complaining about the presents that she got given.
Right.
So she said here. She said in a buy swap sell chat. Hey everyone, has anyone ever received any wedding gifts in the past that were a slap in the face? How did you deal with it? My partner and I had a very exclusive wedding, all inclusive, and the focus was on our guests. Our best friend's husband knew this, and they gifted us two Kmart towels at a total value of $10. This hurt us a lot, as it was a slap in the face. We don't know how to deal with it. Any suggestions?
Ooh, okay. Go.
I think that this one's a little bit layered, because I think... this person doesn't know what the financial situation is of their friend. Maybe this is all that they could afford. And at least that I think that you should probably value the fact that they came to your wedding and supported you there and witnessed this momentous occasion. I just don't look at weddings as a way to, get presents out of it.
Well, it's funny though, because like people literally have registries, right?
Yeah.
Where they go and tag things.
They ask for the most expensive stuff.
Well, I mean, that's fine as well, because I know that like getting married and having a house and whatever, like, moving into a place with someone can be expensive. But I guess in these kinds of moments where, where the expectations haven't really been set of what the, like, I don't know, if you were to get married, say, tomorrow, would you expect presents?
No.
Really?
Like, tomorrow?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, it never really comes to my mind when I think of weddings. But, I mean, I completely understand it. Like, it would be nice, 100%.
Yeah.
Like, I would like it.
You wouldn't, like, excommunicate your friend?
No, I wouldn't, no. Because also, admittedly, I'm a bit of a horrible gift giver myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I read this one and I was like, okay, this person's definitely being a little picky. Like, I know weddings are expensive, okay? A, they're expensive. B, they're super stressful.
Oh,
and
God.
C, especially in the time of COVID, it's like you have to be exclusive with them, right? Like, you have to really pick and choose who your nearest and dearest are. But, I mean, that being said, I don't think that, your nearest and dearest should have to reciprocate materially right then and there, right?
No.
Like, I'm sure that there's plenty of ways in which people can make up for... Well, I don't even want to say make up because it makes it sound so transactional, but it's like, it's not...
I feel like that's the way that she's like outlining it though, as a transactional event.
Yeah.
And it's like, friends and family and people that you invite to your wedding are supposed to be very important people to you. And I'm sure that they would have your back in any other scenario. Maybe they're just not physically able to, get you a foot massaging machine.
Moral of the story is, if you want presents for your wedding, make it clear. Okay, get a registry or like put on the wedding invitation. No gifts under $300 or whatever your arbitrary amount is. Like, and that's fine, right? Like, that's also okay. Just make it clear.
Yeah,
like that's it.
I think that's the moral.
Don't whine
of the story.
About it if people, aren't necessarily living up to a standard. All right, well, really interesting stuff. And also, I think lots to learn as well. I think we can all be really entitled, and that's
that's
just a facet of human nature.
Exactly. That's one thing that I've found on this threads, that it's like, you have situations where you really don't know if you're being very entitled or not, but you're entitled to have your own opinions and have respect for yourself.
Because I've been in moments like that where, I have seen things as transactional and being like, I really shouldn't be salty about this, but like that person did, get me that drink or whatever, like all that kind of stuff. So I don't know. I mean, there's lots to learn. Also, just communication, clear communication. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's what we have to learn. All right. Something that often Karens can...
lack the skills in?
I suppose so. I suppose so. Or sometimes be extra skilled in. I don't know. It depends on how you see it.
Yeah.
Hey, Beth, thanks for coming in studio.
No worries.
We'll catch you soon.
See ya.